This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Without putting too fine a point on it, the timeline for tax reform, one of the big things, as you know, that both Hill and White House Republicans say they want to get done this year, well, that timeline has been flexible. Now, though, as we head into the autumn of this legislative session, some meat is being put on them calendar bones. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said today we are going to see an outline of what Congress and the White House have been talking about tax-wise the week of the 25th of September. This September, I should say. So, soon. That apparently was the signal for interested parties to lay out their vision for the American tax code. Texas Republican Ted Cruz gave a talk today at the Tax Foundation. He wants a flat tax, also to be able to file his taxes on a postcard, but also, and more in the realm of legislative reality, something called full and immediate expensing.
One of the most important reforms that we ought to include in tax reform is full and immediate expensing. If you spend money on capital, you should expense that immediately. Now, why? What does that mean?
Senator, we are so glad you asked that question. Here's Marketplace's Adrian Hill.
Full and immediate expensing. It sounds daunting, but put really simply,
full expensing allows you to immediately write off or deduct the cost of your purchases in the year that you make them.
John Traub is the head of the Tax Policy Group at Deloitte Tax. There are some businesses that would benefit from this idea way more than others. Steel companies, factory farms. Adam Chodoro is a tax law professor at Arizona State University's Law School.
What expensing does is it significantly lowers the tax rate of those companies that buy heavy equipment.
He says accounting firms, lawyers, consultants, on the other hand, businesses that don't buy all that much expensive equipment might push back because this change wouldn't help all that much.
So one of the key fights that we're going to see is actually within the business community.
And even the industries that you might guess would be gung-ho on the idea are waiting on this one. Jim Gould is a consultant to the Crane Coalition, a business group that's purpose is to support accelerated depreciation. It's a thing.
The one thing that's clear is that the shift in thinking toward full expensing of capital costs will not be by itself. It will be a part of a package.
And a tax reform package would need to come up with money for the change. A cutback in interest deductions, maybe. Spinach, Gould calls it. Spinach that may be tough to swallow. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
More to come the next couple of weeks, by the way, on what are going to be some of the big line items in that eventual tax package.